USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hopefully you have arrived at your Thanksgiving destination. If not, be sure to pack some patience as you begin your jaunt. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
If you're planning on heading out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday, get ready for lots of company on the roads and at the airports. AAA is projecting more than 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That would be one of the busiest ever and at pre-pandemic levels. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The projected Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy, is demanding Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas resign or get impeached for his dereliction of duty at the U.S.-Mexico border. The invasion of illegal immigrants flooding our country and depleting funds from the American taxpayers has made the drug cartels the stewards of our border.
For the last 2 years, President Joe Biden and the Democrats running Congress has pushed open border policies and waged baseless attacks on our border agents. The actions of this administration have empowered cartels, drug smugglers, human traffickers, and terrorist organizations all around the world.
The Federal Communications Commission has ordered every telecom provider in the United States to stop accepting traffic from a company that it says abused its anti-robocall rules, dealing that firm a digital death penalty. The order against Global UC, a small firm based in Fort Worth, Texas, reports that the company lacked the required description of its participation in a mandatory call authentication system called STIR-SHAKEN. Thanks for listening on this Thanksgiving. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. The login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Macy's Day Parade in New York City is getting military-level protection this year. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
New York City police say, as of now, there are no credible or specific threats to any events in the city this Thanksgiving holiday. However, the chief of the Counterterrorism Bureau, Martine Matarazzo, announced that her unit will deploy its full assets at Thursday's Macy's Parade.
Including but not limited to heavy weapons teams, explosive detection canines, our bomb squad, radiological and chemical sensors, counter-surveillance teams, drone detection and mitigation, sand trucks and blocker vehicles, and additional cameras have been installed along the parade route.
China's communist government locked down more areas Thursday as daily COVID-19 cases rise. 6.6 million people in the central city of Zhengzhou are affected by a 5-day stay-at-home order, including the area where Apple's main iPhone factory is located. NASA lost control with the uncrewed Orion moon capsule early Wednesday morning for reasons that remain unclear. The mission has been performing well since launching on NASA's Artemis 1 mission. It happened while reconfiguring a link between the capsule and the Deep Space Network, the set of radio dishes that NASA uses to talk to spacecraft. After some adjustments here on Earth, communications have been resumed. Gobble, gobble, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.